If you've noticed that your search traffic feels a little different lately, less predictable, harder to attribute, less tied to your rankings, you're not imagining it. A fundamental shift is happening in how people find information online, and generative engine optimization, GEO, is right at the center of it. So, what is generative engine optimization? GEO is the practice of optimizing your content so it gets cited and referenced by AI-powered search tools like Claude, ChatGPT, Google AI Overviews, Perplexity, and Gemini. Unlike traditional SEO, which focuses on ranking in a list of search results, GEO is about becoming the source an AI trusts enough to quote. The numbers are hard to ignore. AI-referred web sessions jumped 527% year-over-year in the first half of 2025. Experts predict that up to 25% of all searches will shift to generative engines by 2028, and 63% of websites now report traffic originating from AI-based search engines. If your business depends on organic visibility, this matters right now. How AI search works and why it changes everything. To understand generative engine optimization, you first need to understand how AI-powered search is different from the Google most of us grew up with. Traditional search engines crawl your site, index your content, and rank your pages based on signals like keyword relevance, page authority, and backlink quality. When someone searches, they get a list of links. They choose one. They click through to your site. AI search engines work differently. They use a technology called Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, to pull content from across the web, synthesize it into a direct conversational answer, and often cite the sources they drew from. The user gets an answer immediately, no list of links to scroll through, and sometimes no click to your site at all. This means you're no longer just competing for a ranking. You're competing to be the source the AI chooses to reference, to be cited in the answer, not buried in a list beneath it. That's a very different game, and it requires a different playbook alongside your existing SEO work. If you haven't done an SEO audit recently, that's still a critical starting point. See why you need an SEO audit? GEO versus SEO. What's the difference? This is where a lot of marketers get tripped up, so let's break it down clearly. Traditional SEO optimizes for search engine algorithms. The goal is a high position in a list of results. You want people to see your link, click it, and land on your site. Success is measured in keyword rankings and organic traffic. It's a proven system that still matters. And if you haven't done a recent audit of how your site is performing, that's still a critical foundation to get right. Generative engine optimization, by contrast, optimizes for AI language models. The goal isn't a ranking, it's a citation. You want Claude, ChatGPT, or Google's AI Overview to pull from your content when synthesizing an answer for a user. Success is measured by how often your brand appears in AI-generated responses and the quality of AI-referred traffic you're receiving. The key takeaway here is that GEO doesn't replace SEO, it expands it. Think of it this way. Traditional SEO gets your content onto the shelf. GEO gets it in your customers' hands. If you have a strong foundation of quality content, site structure, and search best practices, you are set up to build GEO on top of that foundation. The brands that are purely chasing keywords without substance to cut corners are leagues behind the ones who've done the real content work. Why GEO matters right now. The urgency here is real. A few data points. 63% of websites now report traffic from AI-based search engines. 58% of users are using AI for search instead of traditional search engines. AI-referred sessions grew 527% year-over-year in early 2025. Experts forecast that up to 25% of all searches will move to generative engines by 2028. Google AI Overviews now appear on a significant portion of search results pages, often above organic results. These data points can't be ignored if your business relies on organic search for lead generation, visibility, and audience growth. The brands that become the trusted sources AI tools cite in their industry will build enormous compounding authority. The ones that don't adapt will simply appear less often, not because their rankings dropped, but because the game changed around them. This is especially true if your audience is asking research questions, comparing vendors, or looking for expert guidance, exactly the types of queries AI tools are now handling conversationally. As we covered in Understanding Consumer Behavior in the Digital Age, how people discover and evaluate businesses has already shifted dramatically. GEO is the natural next move. How to optimize your content for generative engines. GEO is still evolving, but there are things you can implement to significantly improve your chances of being cited by AI engines. Here's what the evidence points to. 1. Answer questions. Directly in early AI engines, extract clear answers. Put your main answer in the first 40 to 60 words of any section, then provide supporting context around it. If your article answers, "What is generative engine optimization?" the definition should be in the first sentence, not the fifth paragraph. 2. Lead with data and statistics. Studies have shown that including statistics makes content up to 33.9% more visible in AI-generated responses. AI can't generate original data, so it gravitates towards sources that provide it. To meet this, use credible sources, your own research, or client results. 3. Include attributed expert quotes. Direct quotations from named experts can boost AI visibility by up to 32%. Named attributed quotes give AI engines something concrete to pull and cite. According to Expert, is a structure AI systems recognize and trust. 4. Structure content with a clear header hierarchy. AI engines love structure. That's why it's important to use descriptive H2, S, and H3S that answer actual questions your audience is asking. AI loves numbered lists for step-by-step processes and bullet points for quick facts. Avoid walls of text. 5. Build topical depth, not just keyword coverage. AI systems evaluate topical authority, the degree to which your site is a recognized, credible source on a given subject. This means covering a topic comprehensively across multiple related posts, not just targeting a single keyword per page. This is the same principle behind a strong content strategy, which we explore in depth in How to Harness the Power of AI in Digital Marketing. 6. Use internal linking to establish topic clusters. Use what you've got to your advantage. Link to related posts to help AI crawlers map your content. If you're writing about GEO, link naturally to your SEO content, your AI marketing pieces, and your digital strategy posts. This signals to AI engines that your site has depth and coherence on a subject, and not just isolated articles. 7. Implement schema. Markup structured data, particularly FAQ schema, how-to schema, and article schema, makes your content machine readable. Through this, you can tell AI what your content contains, who it's for, and how it should be used. What GEO means for your content strategy. GEO is changing the way we think about brand visibility and authority online. In a traditional SEO world, visibility meant ranking on page 1. In a GEO world, visibility means being the source an AI trusts when it answers your customer's question. Getting there requires a content library that is built around real expertise and not just keyword coverage, consistent publishing on the topics where your business has genuine authority, a distinct brand voice and point of view that AI engines can recognize as credible technical structure, schema, clean HTML, clear headers, that makes your content easy to extract and cite data-rich content that gives AI engines something concrete to reference. The businesses best positioned for GEO have already invested in quality. Trying to game the system with weak content will not work. If you've been doing content marketing the right way, this is great news. If you've been doing it the shortcut way, this is your warning. Where to start? A simple GEO action plan. If GEO is new territory for you, here's a practical starting framework. Audit your best performing content. Does it answer questions directly in the opening lines? Is it clearly structured? Does it include data and expert attribution? Test your AI visibility manually. Ask Claude, ChatGPT, or Google's AI overview questions about your industry. See who gets cited. Note what those cited pages look like. Identify 5 to 10 core questions your ideal customer is asking in AI search, and make sure you have strong, structured content answering each one. Add or update schema markup on your most important pages. FAQ, article, how-to as appropriate. Build internal links between related posts to establish clear topic clusters on your site. Track AI citation rate. We like using SEMrush for visibility dashboards we can use to measure your GEO progress over time. Ready to get ahead of the curve? Generative engine optimization is no longer a future-forward concept. It's a present-day business priority. The brands building GEO-ready content libraries right now will have a significant head start as AI search continues to grow. At Envato, we love helping businesses navigate these kinds of shifts, from the fundamentals of SEO to new strategies like GEO, with a practical, results-focused approach. Whether you need a content audit, a full digital marketing stint,